You are going to listen to a lecturer talk about Nelson Mandela's style of leadership, a style called transformational leadership. First, you will have 45 seconds to study the task below. Then you will hear the recording twice. While listening, complete the sentences 1 to 8 using a maximum of 4 words. Write your answers in the spaces provided. The first one, 0, has been done for you. After the second listening, you will have 45 seconds to check your answers.
Good afternoon, everyone. So, today we are continuing our focus on leadership styles, and we are going to look at one of the greatest leaders the world has ever known, Nelson Mandela, and his leadership style called transformational leadership. Mandela was a highly esteemed and much loved leader, not only in his native South Africa, but also around the world. He exemplifies the transformational leader who motivates his followers to exceptional accomplishments through perfect influence, inspiring motivation, individualized attention, and intellectual stimulation. Even as a young man in his 20s, Mandela had the vision to end the apartheid system in his beloved country, South Africa. He joined the African National Congress, a social democratic political party, in 1942, and led a campaign of peaceful, non-violent defiance against the South African government and its unfair discrimination against his own people in their own land. He was a very charismatic leader who was able to articulate his vision, and in doing so, when he spoke publicly, he gained millions of followers who shared his vision. Beyond that, he was known as a role model for his strong moral conviction, personal example, and self-sacrifice. Mandela was completely aware that his political uprising would lead to prosecution and imprisonment by the ruling government, but he remained undaunted by the consequences of his actions. Then, even when he continued to stand up for fairness and equality and his pursuit of civil rights landed him in prison for 27 years, he remained committed to his vision. So, turning now to some of the characteristics of transformational leaders that Mandela showcased. Leaders who adopt this leadership style address individuals' need to support the greater good rather than their own self-interests, and they recognise that charismatic effects are more likely to occur in contexts in which followers feel distress. Mandela understood his people very well, and their desire for freedom and democracy, and his followers believed that Mandela's principles and vision represented the means to end the years of prejudice in their country. They also felt empowered to adopt the necessary measures to achieve their common goals, and were willing to abide by guidance given by their leader. The situation Mandela found himself in, and by that I mean his confinement to a prison cell, also greatly boosted the cause, and he garnered immense international support around the world. People took notice of him and his quest. Along with domestic support, this system of international backing resulted in his eventual release on May 10, 1994, and he was appointed South Africa's first black president. Mandela had a remarkable ability to remember others' names and spread an energy and warmth to everyone. He was in close contact with his subordinates and wasn't afraid to humble himself and serve them. He also possessed clear communication skills, management abilities, and listening skills. Transformational leaders also understand that multiple stakeholders are involved and that there's a need for an inclusive and interactive environment. They can be described as social architects who employ highly effective communication tactics by participating in group efforts, encouraging participation and being openly supportive and sensitive to conflict. From 1994 to June 1999, Mandela led the country through a period of transition from apartheid to black majority rule. As a transformational leader, he successfully used the country's love for sports to promote reconciliatory efforts and hosted the Rugby World Cup in 1995, which appealed to the people and further instilled a sense of national pride in the people of South Africa. Under the new constitution, Mandela ensured that the rights of minorities and freedom of expression was incorporated under the system of black majority rule. It's all about equal opportunities for all, no matter what race someone is, and righting the wrongs of the past. Nelson Mandela truly epitomizes the transformational leader whose values transcend beyond that of his own needs for the greater good of humanity. In his Nobel Peace Prize acceptance speech in 1993, Mandela urged the rest of the world to fight racism wherever it occurs and under whatever guises it assumes. Mandela served as the South African president for 5 years, but his impact as a transformational leader will last for many decades. His legacy teaches us that transformational leadership goes much deeper than just the surface level. Making a lasting impact on any given group of people begins at the surface level, but in order to be truly effective, one must transcend to the deep and personal level. Good afternoon, everyone. So, today we are continuing our focus on leadership styles, and we are going to look at one of the greatest leaders the world has ever known, Nelson Mandela, and his leadership style called transformational leadership. Mandela was a highly esteemed and much loved leader, not only in his native South Africa, but also around the world. He exemplifies the transformational leader who motivates his followers to exceptional accomplishments through perfect influence, inspiring motivation, individualized attention, and intellectual stimulation. Even as a young man in his 20s, Mandela had the vision to end the apartheid system in his beloved country, South Africa. He joined the African National Congress, a social democratic political party, in 1942, and led a campaign of peaceful, non-violent defiance against the South African government and its unfair discrimination against his own people in their own land. He was a very charismatic leader who was able to articulate his vision, and in doing so, when he spoke publicly, he gained millions of followers who shared his vision. Beyond that, he was known as a role model for his strong moral conviction, personal example, and self-sacrifice. Mandela was completely aware that his political uprising would lead to prosecution and imprisonment by the ruling government, but he remained undaunted by the consequences of his actions. Then, even when he continued to stand up for fairness and equality and his pursuit of civil rights landed him in prison for 27 years, he remained committed to his vision. So, turning now to some of the characteristics of transformational leaders that Mandela showcased. Leaders who adopt this leadership style address individuals' need to support the greater good rather than their own self-interests, and they recognize that charismatic effects are more likely to occur in contexts in which followers feel distress. Mandela understood his people very well and their desire for freedom and democracy, and his followers believed that Mandela's principles and vision represented the means to end the years of prejudice in their country. They also felt empowered to adopt the necessary measures to achieve their common goals, and were willing to abide by guidance given by their leader. The situation Mandela found himself in, and by that I mean his confinement to a prison cell, also greatly boosted the cause, and he garnered immense international support around the world. People took notice of him and his quest. Along with domestic support, this system of international backing resulted in his eventual release on May the 10th, 1994, and he was appointed South Africa's first black president. Mandela had a remarkable ability to remember others' names and spread an energy and warmth to everyone. He was in close contact with his subordinates and wasn't afraid to humble himself and serve them. He also possessed clear communication skills, management abilities, and listening skills. Transformational leaders also understand that multiple stakeholders are involved and that there's a need for an inclusive and interactive environment. They can be described as social architects who employ highly effective communication tactics by participating in group efforts, encouraging participation and being openly supportive and sensitive to conflict. From 1994 to June 1999, Mandela led the country through a period of transition from apartheid to black majority rule. As a transformational leader, he successfully used the country's love for sports to promote reconciliatory efforts and hosted the Rugby World Cup in 1995, which appealed to the people and further instilled a sense of national pride in the people of South Africa. Under the new constitution, Mandela ensured that the rights of minorities and freedom of expression was incorporated under the system of black majority rule. It's all about equal opportunities for all, no matter what race someone is, and righting the wrongs of the past. Nelson Mandela truly epitomizes the transformational leader whose values transcend beyond that of his own needs for the greater good of humanity. In his Nobel Peace Prize acceptance speech in 1993, Mandela urged the rest of the world to fight racism wherever it occurs and under whatever guises it assumes. Mandela served as the South African president for 5 years, but his impact as a transformational leader will last for many decades. His legacy teaches us that transformational leadership goes much deeper than just the surface level. Making a lasting impact on any given group of people begins at the surface level, but in order to be truly effective, one must transcend to the deep and personal level.